Stoney, I do want to ask you a question.
Okay. I'm scared.
Are we celebrating too many average moments? And I ask this question because I have kids of all ages currently.
Mm-hmm.
I have one that just graduated high school. We celebrated that. There's a graduation party. There's a graduation of high school. Also have one that's two. Eventually, he's going to be going to preschool, kindergarten, and we see that they are, you know, now celebrating graduation of kindergarten. I have one that's in eighth grade, and we just had an eighth grade celebration. Now, I don't know if you can remember. I'm struggling to remember when I went from middle school to high school. I don't think there was a ceremony in terms of graduation. I certainly don't remember in kindergarten, but I remember when my kids were younger, there was no graduation ceremony going from kindergarten to first grade. Are we celebrating too many average moments?
Well, I think I mentioned this the other day when I was here. I don't know if it was Jim or with Rico or Mike, but it's a little, first of all, when I went to school, it was junior high school. It wasn't even middle school. So I can't remember.
What was junior high, 7 through 9?
Yeah. I don't think there was a big deal when I was a kid, when we even got done with elementary school, let alone junior high. Now, my kids are now 24.
Mm-hmm.
So I do remember when they graduated elementary school.
Oh, fifth grade,
At Daugherty Elementary School, I believe they do the clap out or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah. Or they do that every year. I don't know. I remember that. They did have a middle school deal, and I don't think it's a big deal. It meant something to me because one of my daughters spoke at it because it was one of her. She missed some time with an eating disorder, and she talked about it, and she got an award, whatever. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of cool. And then high school, sure, and then college graduations. To me personally, I believe that I get it for elementary school. Going from middle school to high school, to me, it's no big deal. I don't think you have to have a ceremony or
right,
graduation party. I don't think thankfully, they don't have lawn signs, I don't think, for
lawn signs.
Middle schools?
Oh, yes. We didn't do it, but there are lawn signs for middle school. There's lawn signs for fifth grade. There's lawn signs for everything.
Right. We're keeping the lawn sign companies in business.
Yes.
I believe, and I'm going to say this right now, does it make me right? To me, I don't understand why the graduation from high school gets a big party, whereas the graduation from college doesn't.
Right.
I'm not saying you shouldn't have a graduation party for high school.
Right.
But to me, the bigger accomplishment
is graduating from college.
It seems to be a little more difficult.
Well, you start funneling things down, and there's less people that accomplish that.
Well, not only that, it's the course load is usually more difficult than high school. To me, graduating high school, and I may be short-sighted here, is pretty basic. You just show up on time and you can graduate high school.
Well, yes, especially these days because you're not allowed to tell somebody that they're not good enough to graduate.
I understand.
Yes, it's a very bad thing to do. Mm-hmm. And this is somewhat, I don't know if it's a Midwest thing or a Michigan thing, because my wife is from Southern California. Mm-hmm. And when I started talking to her about, hey, we're going to throw Lucy a graduation party, that's not something that they do in California.
High school graduation
parties? High school graduation parties. No. I mean, they celebrate. There's a graduation ceremony at the high school.
Oh, I had graduation parties when I was in high school. Maybe it's just not a...
Maybe it's not a West Coast thing.
Maybe it's not a California thing.
Yeah, it's People's Republic.
Yeah, but that seems kind of liberal to have a party. That's kind of good. I have no idea. It might be the other way around, but whatever.
So I'll ask you this, and I'll ask our listeners. What is the one celebration that just gets under your skin that you can't believe that we celebrate? Because we had the graduation. I missed most of it because for Ellie's eighth grade celebration, it happened at 9 o'clock in the morning. I got there at about 10:30 just as it was wrapping up. Mm-hmm. Now, as a family, I'll mark the moment, right? We'll go to a nice lunch and mark the moment for her. But I think the whole graduation ceremony is a little bit overdone. Kindergarten is the one that I don't understand. Why is there a ceremony for accomplishing that and going to grade school.
She was great during nap time.
So is there one out there? Because there's so many obscure ones. There's ones that we hear about that I didn't even know existed. And it doesn't have to be related to school. It could be any moment that is marked. 248-539-9797. Are we celebrating too many average moments? I agree with you, Stoney. I think the one that should be celebrated the most and is probably celebrated the least is the college graduation.
Right. And I don't think it sheds a light where people who didn't go to college, you know, if you go to a trade school or whatever, you know, you could have a graduation for that. That's pretty impressive, too.
Sure. I'll tell you what. Let's go to Arnie, who's joining us from his cell. Good morning, Arnie.
Good morning. How's everybody?
I'm good.
Good, good. Good. I thinking about the graduations, we were going to be celebrating, but let me back up. I'm 84 years old. I graduated from high school in 1957, but I went through elementary school, middle school, and high school with basically the same people. This is the last time you're going to be with them, perhaps, for many of them, and it is a time for celebration. You're moving on. You're moving on as almost as an adult.
I get it, I think.
I think that's really critically important because you may not see these people again. However, this may be unique. In 2027, I graduated high school in 1957. In 2027, every 5 years, we have a high school reunion.
Okay.
We will have our 70th.
Wow.
And it's phenomenal. Great, great turnout from all over the country. And it's a pleasure. It's a treat. It's really something to look forward to.
What high school?
Detroit Central.
Okay.
All right. How many people were in your graduating class?
I'm going to say there was probably 250, maybe 270, something like that.
Isn't that the high school Bill Davidson ran track for?
I have no idea. It's on Linwood in Detroit, and it's right next to Durfee Middle School and Roosevelt Elementary School.
Okay.
They're all three schools on the same campus.
Cool. I understand that thinking because it's true. A lot of people, times when you have your high school graduation, you're done. You are never going to see these people again.
Yeah, but the actual some of that might be good.
The actual accomplishment,
yeah,
is to me is more significant when you graduate college.
So it's the and I do like how he put it. It's you are turning 18. Most high schoolers graduate at the age of 18. If not, they'll soon turn 18. Mm-hmm. And it is, you know, passage to adulthood.
Yes. But, I mean, it's so long ago when I graduated high school, we had a party in our backyard. My father, my parents, they served alcohol. Kids were drinking beers back then.
Yeah, yeah.
Even though the drinking age in Pennsylvania was 21, but it was no big deal.
Oh, I thought they allowed it at that point? It wasn't prohibition.
No.
wasn't the speakeasy.
No, we didn't have Al Capone. People didn't come to my house
to deliver
liquor. Yes. The untouchables.
We'll get back to some of your phone calls. Here's some text. The baby gender reveal parties are ridiculous. They have gotten out of hand. And Heather always has a couple of those in her news stories every so often. What was there one where somebody set off, it was supposed to be bomb style, and it like set off alarms around the neighborhood. We see the ones that go bad where, you know, they've got that little, noisemaker that explodes and you have, you know, the powder, whether it's blue or pink, come out and somebody always gets shot in the face. I think those are hilarious.
I get it, but I don't understand the big deal either. Yeah. But then I'm one of those who I don't think I didn't want to know the gender of my kids before they were born anyway. So.
Oh, really?
No.
You guys didn't find out?
No.
But you knew they were twins.
Yes.
Yes. You just didn't know if
right.
What combination.
Right. Jesse came out first, and then I sat there. And said,
that's a girl.
I said, "Oh, I think I see something there." And the guy who delivered the baby, Dan Leach's dad, Dr. Leach, says, "Oh, you don't see anything." Another girl.
Bio and anatomy, 101. Mm-hmm. My daughter just finished preschool. This is from a texter. They wanted $150 for a cap and gown to go towards a graduation ceremony. This is for preschool. I refuse to celebrate nap time and sharing with others. Kindergarten graduations are to build confidence in kids, kind of like Michigan's cupcake schedule at the beginning of the season. Hey, we got Texas this year, week two.
I know. Whoa, you beat Colorado State. You beat UNLV.
Middle Tennessee. Gender. And here's another one for another vote for gender reveal parties. They're stupid. My wife is from Mexico, and we are in the process of setting up a quinceañera for our daughter. This is going to be like a wedding and costing us about $15,000, and that's in Mexico where everything is cheaper. It's a 15th year alive. What an accomplishment. Laugh out loud. That's from Keith.
Well, you know, sweet 16s, heck, some people can have elaborate sweet 16s. We didn't even have, I don't think my kids even had a sweet 16.
No, but they had
a bar big bod mitzvah thing.
Yeah. What age does that happen
13.
At? That's at 13? Mm-hmm. Okay. And that number doesn't vary. It's always 13.
13, yeah.
97.1 The Ticket.